That we say vitami vas and welcome to the Polka Show, Czech Classics Then and Now. Thank you for stopping by. My name is Dennis Swatek. I'm going to be your host again this month, as usual, for another hour or so of some classic Texas Czech polka and waltz music. Also throw in some music from some of the other hotbeds of Czech activity, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa, up around that area, Michigan a little bit, and even from the Czech Republic from time to time. So, again, thanks for stopping by, and we started things off there with what is probably considered the grandfather, the founding father of Texas Polish music, Steve Okonski. Polish polka music here in Texas is a very, very small part of the overall scene as far as compared to the German or the Czech scene. Just a few bands that have ever existed as far as being on the Polish side of things, and Steve Okonski is normally considered to be the grandfather of those bands, and that's one called the Pliny Polka, and that is one that I acquired almost 10 years ago on a cassette from a 45 sent to me by Polka John Galore. Many of you may remember Polka John, DJ for many years on KMIL in Cameron. And in fact, if you go back through the archives, I did a special back in 2000 of just music featured on KMIL. And a lot of that stuff that I featured for a reason, because I've never heard it on any other station. A lot of it is very rare recordings from out of Houston or otherwise. And, very niche bands that didn't ever have a big career. Maybe just a couple of recordings, things like that. And I always thought those were kind of cool because, like I said, they were bands I never heard of or recordings I didn't hear on many other radio stations. And, like I said, I was lucky enough to get those from Polka John. And this first segment, my allergies are getting the best of me. This first segment is going to be a tribute to Polka John. Unfortunately, John Galore passed away just over a month ago, back in December, right before Christmas. I was very sad to hear about that. I had heard from John back in September, and I knew at that time he was not in good health, but he seemed optimistic and thought he had maybe at least a couple of years at least left to go. But unfortunately, things don't always turn out the way you wish them to. But Polka John was a great man. I only had a chance to meet him in person once or twice, but we talked a lot on the internet back and forth over the years. And I would always listen to his show every Friday when he would do the polka show on KMIL. He was a true polka supporter. He loved all polka music. He would play all bands, always, you know, give good promos if a band was playing in the area. He was a true friend to polka bands out there and also to polka music. I sure do miss him. So this first segment is going to be kind of a tribute to John and the music he loved and the music he helped share with me and let me share on my show. So we're going to start things off in this segment with Norman Barnes out of Houston. Norman was a tuba player, I think played with the Bill Mraz Orchestra for a while, probably some other bands, but also started his own band for a little while. This is one of those Houston recordings. There were a lot of those made in the 60s and 70s where guys would just kind of put together bands and hope to make a little money on some recordings, and usually the bands didn't stay together that long. But anyway, here is Norman Barnes going to start us off in this segment, one called the Jolie Blonde.
Yeah. ostatni jako se. Přerotaš ve klekli, ručičky si sepli, lásko jsme se slíbili. Přerotaš ve klekli, ručičky si sepli, lásko jsme se slíbili.
All right. The Kalujas Polka Band, the Kalujas out of West. Another one of those bands I don't think is around anymore. We had a chance to do a battle dance with them about, 10 years ago, and I'm not sure what happened to them. I don't see them pop up on any schedules anymore, so I don't think they're together anymore. But anyway, the Kalujas, one called the TikTok, and we started that set off, like I said, with Norman Barnes and the Jolly Blonde Waltz. Frank Vrana from right here in Taylor. This is one of the rarest recordings I've ever heard. I actually had gotten an email from a relative of Frank Vrana's many, many years ago saying he had a copy of this 45 and was going to send it to me. I never did receive it. So there is a flip side to this, but I've never heard it. And this is the only recording I've ever heard of this band, the Frank Vrana Band out of Taylor. And the name of the polka is called When I Met You, another polka I've never heard any other band record. So that's a very rare recording, not only of a band, but also the song. Julius Tupa. Many of you know Julius is the founder of the Texas Polka News newsletter. And this is when he actually had a band, another, like I said, one of those Houston bands that were kind of a put-together band. Julius Tupa doing the 10 Pretty Girls Schottisch. Another Houston recording, Chubby Wise, doing the Westphalia Waltz. Chubby was kind of a Cajun fiddler. That's a nice waltz tune there to Westphalia. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Kalujas and the TikTok. And now we're going to do something a little different. First of all, like I mentioned earlier, Cedar Fever, this time of year, has been killing me, as it does every year. I was thinking about that earlier. I guarantee if you go back and listen to every January show I've done on the archives, I will sound the exact same way. Because every year in January, when the cedar kicks in up here in Central Texas, it just murders me. So I've been fighting allergies and cedar fever for 2 weeks and kind of morphed into a sinus infection over the past couple days. So I am not feeling good. So I'm going to keep the talking to a minimum. And I forgot to mention also, of course, that last set again. I want to thank Polka John for supplying me with that music. And I actually found, digging through all my cassettes here, a cassette he had sent me back around, I think, 2001. I think this was right after 9/11. In the beginning of October, we played the Westphalia Picnic up in Westphalia, just a little bit north of Taylor, up closer to Cameron. And Polka John came out, and one of the great things he would always do, if bands were playing in the area, usually like at church picnics, things like that, he would bring a little old-timey mini, just a regular old handheld cassette recorder with a little microphone on it. He would go out and he would tape bands. The sound was not usually very good. You can hear people talking in the background, things like that. But he would tape bands, then he would bring it back in, and the next time he did a show, he would play them live. And that was really cool stuff. I always enjoyed that. And he actually had gone out to see us in Westphalia. I had forgotten about this. And had taped 5 or 6 of our songs and sent me a copy of it. And I just found that the other day. So I think next month I may play some of those songs. Like I said, they're very rough. You can hear people talking to Polka John while he's trying to record the bands. It's very, kind of gives you a feel of if you're standing right there in front of the band with people walking around talking. But it's some really cool stuff, and it's actually pretty nostalgic for me to go back and listen to, because this particular lineup of our band does not exist anymore. So it's kind of cool to hear the way we used to sound. So look forward to that next month, some live rare music. But anyway, from now till the end of the show, I may pop back in at the very end, but I'm going to feature, in a way, our new CD that's coming up. We haven't recorded it yet. I'm still working on a couple of songs, what I've actually done, and I'll share these with you next month too, making some demos for the rest of our band. The thing about our band is, especially like our piano player, Tommy Griffith, he's a fantastic piano player. He is not Czech. He does not know these songs. Most of the Czech songs are very simple, 3 or 4 chords, but you got to know when to change chords and what order to put them in. So what I've had to do is actually make demo recordings of a lot of these songs that I want to put on the CD, and then make CDs of those to give to Tommy and the rest of the guys, because some of these we've never played before, so they can learn them, because we don't practice. The only time we play is when we show up at a dance and play. We don't have any rehearsals. Still amazes me we can sound as good as we do when we just show up. Normally, you know, like we play every 2 months. I haven't touched my horn in 2 months. And we just show up, sit down, plug in, and play, and it sounds pretty good. So, like I said, we don't have the time, and we're so spread out where we just cannot rehearse. So this is kind of a way for everybody to have their own copy of the songs, and they can practice along at home. And then we'll get together probably at our next dance and try to play some of these and see how they sound, and hopefully not long after that, go into the studio and record these things. So anyway, these are songs that are going to be on our new CD as performed by other bands, but you can get an idea of the song lineup. Hopefully some of these songs you will like, and hope you'll like our version of them. And we're going to start things off with one we do at our regular dances, and one of our favorites, one called The Little Tavern, Hospod Komila. And here's one, the Bay City Dutchman doing The Little Tavern.
Thank you. Ta sova včera houkala, hua, hua, hua. Na mě se tak divně koukala, hua, hua, hua. Ta na tebe mála, skoněco ví a nepoví. Proto včera tolik houkala, včera tolik houkala, hua, hua,
sure.